你要是问我当今英语文坛里分量最重的华人作家是谁？
If you ask me who is the most influential Chinese writer in today's English literary scene,
我脑子里第一个蹦出来的
The first thing that popped into my mind
不是别人，是李逸云，拿过麦克阿瑟天才奖。
It's not that others have won the MacArthur Genius Award.
被欧美文坛大佬追着哭。
Being chased by Western literary giants.
夸，可国内很多人连他的名字都没怎么听过。
Many people in China have never heard of him.
你绝对想不到，这个在英语世界里把文字玩到极致的人。
Absolutely unbelievable. This person in the English-speaking world who can manipulate words to such an extent.
原本的人生剧本跟文学半毛钱关系都没有。
The original life script had nothing to do with literature.
她是土生土长的北京姑娘。
He is a native of Beijing.
北京大学生命科学学院毕业的高材生，公派。
Graduate from the School of Life Science, Peking University.
去美国读免疫学博士。
Go to the United States to study for a PhD in immunology.
妥妥的学霸天花板。
A top student, no ceiling.
闭着眼都能走成顺风顺水的科学家。
A scientist who can walk in the wind and water without opening his eyes.
是长辈嘴里最有出息的孩子。
It is the most successful child in the eyes of elders.
可他偏不，在所有人都觉得他疯了的目光里，直接扔了读了一半的博士学位。
But he still threw away his half-completed doctorate, despite everyone thinking he was crazy.
非要用非母语的英语去写小说。
To insist on writing novels in non-native English.
咱平心而论。
Frankly speaking.
这事儿有多难。
How difficult is this matter?
咱们中国人学英语。
We Chinese people learn English.
能把专业论文写得滴水不漏。
To write a professional paper that is comprehensive and thorough.
都算人中龙凤了。
They are all outstanding individuals.
更别说用人家的母语去抠人。
Forget about using someone's native language to pick at them.
人性里最细。
The most subtle of human nature.
最软。
Softest.
最隐秘的那些褶皱。
The most hidden folds.
去跟母语者抢文坛的顶级席位。
To compete with native speakers for top positions in the literary world.
换作旁人。
If it were someone else.
别说半路出家。
Don't say that you suddenly came out of nowhere.
就是科班出身的人都未必敢碰。
People who have gone through formal education are not necessarily willing to try.
这条九死一生的路。
This is a road to death.
可李逸云愣是凭着一股死磕的劲儿。
Lai Yilin actually persevered with his stubborn determination.
在异国的文坛里。
In the literary world of a foreign country.
闯出了一片独属于自己的天地。
He has carved out his own niche.
可老天爷从来不会。
Oh, the heavens never will.
因为你已经够勇了。
Because you are already brave enough.
就给你少安排点风浪。
Please don't make things difficult for me.
就在他的写作被整个欧美文坛捧上顶峰的时候。
Just when his writing was being celebrated by the entire Western literary world,
命运给了他接二连三的灭顶。
Fate has given him one disaster after another.
打击。
Strike.
父亲猝然离世。
Father suddenly passed away.
2017年。
2017.
他16岁的大儿子文森特选择自杀离世。
His eldest son, Vincent, chose to end his life at the age of 16.
时隔七年。
For the first time in 7 years.
2024年。
2024.
他19岁的小儿子詹姆斯以和哥哥完全相同的方式。
His 19-year-old son, James, was exactly the same as his older brother.
永远离开了他，三次剜心刻骨的重创。
He was forever scarred by the 3 times he had been deeply hurt by him.
七年之内两
7 years.
两度白发人送黑发人，换作旁人恐
2 people, one with white hair and one with black hair, exchanging places with someone else.
恐怕早就被这深渊吞的。
I'm afraid it's already been swallowed by this abyss.
连骨头都不剩了。
Not even a single bone remained.
可李云愣是没垮。
I didn't give up.
他没把伤口拿出来。
He didn't take out the wound.
博同情。也没写歇斯底里的鸡汤。
I didn't write any overly sentimental or saccharine advice.
只是把所有没处安放的痛
Just all the pain that has nowhere to go.
没说出口的告别都一字一句
The unspoken farewells were all spoken word by word.
揉进了自己的文字里
Injected with my own words.
而真正能让你读懂他这份克制里的千钧之力的，就是这本。
And the only book that truly allows you to understand the immense power hidden within his style is this one.
我该走了吗
？I should go now.
很多人以为这是本写海外华人异乡漂泊的书。
Many people thought this was a book about overseas Chinese people living abroad.
其实根本不是，他写的是一个往返于中美的女儿。
Actually, it's not about a daughter who travels between China and the United States.
对着患上阿尔茨海默症的母亲翻来覆去琢磨那句
I've been pondering over that sentence for hours, trying to figure out what it means.
问不出口的
Unspeakable.
我该走了吗
Should I go?
走了，怕留下终身遗憾。
I'm afraid of being left behind and regretting it for the rest of my life.
留下又解不开。
Stuck.
母女俩一辈子藏在沉默里的隔阂与牵挂。
The unspoken and unresolved issues between mother and daughter, which have been hidden for a lifetime.
咱说句实在的。
But to be honest.
中国人的亲情最磨人的就是这点爱都藏在肚子里。
What's most annoying about Chinese people's love is that they hide it inside.
得愧
Guilt.
就都压在心
Keep it to yourself.
你跟爹妈较劲了大半辈子。
Call my parents for half my life.
软化到嘴边又咽了回去。
The most beautiful thing.
等到真的想开口
When I finally wanted to speak
要么人忘了
Either people forget
要么来不及了
It's too late
李依云就把这点刻在
Like Ginian would carve this
咱们骨头缝里的情绪写得透透的
The emotions are written in the cracks of our bones
没有一句刻意煽情的话却
There is no deliberate attempt to create emotional tension.
能让你读着读着就
But as you read, you can't help but be drawn in.
想起自己跟父母那些没说出口的
I suddenly remembered my parents who never complained.
对不起
Sorry.
很多人说读李依云的书不敢读得太快
Many people say that they are afraid to read Li Yinian's books too quickly.
因为每一句都戳中你藏了半辈子的心事。
Because every sentence hits your hidden secrets.
如果你也有过面对告别的手足无措，有。
If you have ever felt helpless when facing farewell,
我跟亲人没解开的拧巴。
I have a conflict with my family.
有过藏在心里没说出口的牵挂。
If you have a longing that you haven't expressed,
真的可以翻翻。
It can be translated.
这本我该走了吗？
Should I be a child?
你读的不是一个海外作家的获奖小说。
You're not reading a prize-winning novel by a foreign author.
是我。
Really?
我们每个人这辈子都要面对的关于爱
We all have to face the love in our lives
关于和解
About reconciliation
关于怎么好好说再见的人生课题
The life lesson of how to say goodbye properly